This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're a cop. And a shooting like what happened in Texas at that school occurs. You see your kids and other kids. Who do you save first? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm going to tell you who I save first. I'm saving my kid or my kids. Then I'll go save the other kids, if that's possible. Right now, there's a headline that says, cops went to save their children before they saved the other kids. And I think to myself, and? What would you do as a parent? You're a cop. You got a job to do. But would you save them? You're a doctor. You can save one kid. Your kid or another kid. Who do you save? Your two kids are drowning. Your kid and another kid. Who do you save? Look, folks. The people try to get you to have this reptilian response to stuff like, oh, you would save your child before you'd save another child? You're doggone right I would. If you want to make me a bad guy because I'm going to save my kid over your kid, you must be out of your freaking mind. Now, there may be ramifications if you have two kids on vacation, y'all go boating, for whatever reason, the two kids are drowning and I save mine, I get it as a ramification. If it's a good friend's kid that drowns, I'm so sorry, whatever, but I'm saving my kid first. And if you came back and you hadn't saved your kid and my kid drowned, as traumatic as it would be for me, I would still say, you know what, Bill, John, Susan, Ted, Jaquan, you did the right thing. I have to presume that you did the right thing. Tragedies happen. You're going to blame the cops because this knucklehead went into a school and shot a bunch of people up? You're going to blame the river or the ocean because it's engulfed? Whatever the scenario is, look, folks, let's use some common sense. Let's not jump to conclusions. But that's what that message that this article is meant to do. It's meant to demonize the police. Or, if you've seen it, it's saying the cops didn't go in fast enough. And, of course, the woke sheriff or whoever he was, and the police chief, we didn't go in fast enough. Maybe so. But what I would say is, in retrospect, I would like to do some other things. But let me tell you what, in retrospect, I really wish would happen. I really wish these leftists would stop creating monsters. That's what I'd say. I'd say I take full responsibility for what law enforcement has to do, but we're reactive. It's after the fact. It's easy to second guess us. Oh, well, you need to wear a cam, what they call it, officer cam or whatever. And you got to go before the Citizen Review Board. You got to do all these things. There's all kinds of oversight there, but there's zero oversight for that leftist who shot up that school. That leftist who shot those black folks at the parking lot in Buffalo. The leftists who every single day create mayhem all across this country, there is no oversight. There is very little examination of what creates it because it's very simple, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. It is a product of leftism. 844-551-8255. So for the last week or so, this last shooting, of course, in conjunction with the previous one, has made gun control dominate the headlines. And it is Republicans like, and I use my finger quotes when I say Republicans like Mitch McConnell and others, who allow this to occur. Because every time it comes up, they start talking about the weapon. What weapon would have mattered? It was an assault rifle. He could have walked up on people and shot them with a handgun. He could have walked up on people with a machete. and just started hacking people. But suddenly, again, we're talking about guns. I'm sick of it. I think most of you are too, except there's a part of you that goes, gosh, you know, without the guns, I mean, it wouldn't have happened. You know, you're second guessing yourselves. Because you ignore the root problem. The root problem of this is very simple. I've already said it. It's leftism. The root problem of almost everything that we face today is leftism. Inflation, leftism. Oil issue, you know, energy issues. Energy should be cheap and affordable, period. If there's anything the government should be doing, if you say, let's make something uniform, the availability of energy is one of those things. It has been politicized. And not only is it politicized, these people are robbing us blind. We are paying now $6-7 a gallon for gasoline and with no end in sight. And Joe Biden just creeps along with his little creepy old, whatever, describe him any way you want. But he creeps along and as if nothing. Can you imagine if you were paying $5-7 a gallon under Donald Trump? What would the left be saying? How would they be handling this? Anyway, let me pivot back to the guns. Dominating the headlines. Since the second shooting, I've been on Google News, dominating. Here's what it's. Delay in breach classroom during Texas school shooting was, quote, wrong decision, official says. And then here's the next one underneath. That was CBS. Here's the next one underneath CBS. Texas governor livid. Law enforcement gave him bad information on school gunmen. New York Times. Texas elementary school shooting. Latest news. Here's an editorial from the Houston Chronicle. Where were the heroes? Police stood by as Uvalde student died. Begged for help. So again, demonization of police. What's the next one? Opinion. Police mistakes in Uvalde should not take focus off the real issue. Guns. That's how many things you get to before you get to this. Russia takes small cities, aims to widen East Ukraine battle. Then you go over to fact check. Now, this is on Google Headlines, folks. Analysis. What research shows is of the effectiveness of gun control. No, the Uvalde shooter wasn't transgender. Or trans whatever. I can't. It cut off. Fact check. Comparison of schools in U.S. other countries using old data. In short, all the fact checks are narrative setting that says, oh, the guns are dangerous, the schools are more dangerous, and conservatives are dangerous, and, you know, holy mother of Jussie Smollett, right? Got to take a short break, folks. I'm glad you're with me. We'll be back in a minute.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little
little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The demonization of gun owners is what the left wants. They have to convert us. They have to make us believe that if you own a gun, you want to own a gun, etc., you're a bad person. I think Joe Biden made a comment about people who own AR-15s. He doesn't understand us. How could you dare? How dare you own that? They have to demonize. They have to make it the racism, the sexism, the xenophobia. If other than gun control, they wish they had a name for it, like, you know, gun phobia or gunism or something. Because then once they label it, then they can get you for it. And the problem with this is too many people understand the power of having an equalizer. That would be a weapon. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. As I told you, the Google News, main top stories, gun violence dominate. I mean, these shootings and gun control. They won't talk about violence of leftism. They won't talk about knives. They won't talk about car accidents. They won't talk about drunk drivers. They won't talk about opioids. They won't talk about any other drug abuse. They won't talk about any of that stuff. But they'll talk about guns every single time, to the point of ad nauseum. Sickening. To hear them talk about this every time. They go on. I told you, I gave you the litany of things that were being talked about. Then they go on to say this. The U.S. is uniquely terrible at protecting children from gun violence. Okay, let's say that's true. What are other countries uniquely guilty of protecting children from? I don't know. Sexual assault? Slavery? A host of other things, right? Leaving their what is El Salvador not protecting their children from, to where people want to come from that country all the way to America? What is Mexico not good at protecting their children from? If we're not good at protecting children, you know what's really interesting to me? How many people want to bring their kids here? How many people want to have their children in the United States so they can become U.S. citizens? If we are so bad with the little chirrins, then why are people always wanting to have their children here or bring them here? There was another one. Ted Cruz. Cruz confronted at restaurant over gun control after Uvalde shooting. You know why they put that in there? They put that in there because they want to make sure you're afraid to say you're a gun owner. We will confront you. Remember what Maxine Waters and all these other Democrats have said? Confront them. Get in their faces. These are the people that are supposedly ready to listen, right? These are the caring, loving left who say that they give a crap about everything that you say. They want you to be heard, except when they don't want you to be heard. Get in their faces. Confront them. These people are terrorists. And until you understand it and treat them that way, you're going to always be, well, I understand your point of view. I don't understand, Jack, you say. And if you get in my face with that nonsense, you want to come to me, Maxine Waters, and talk about getting in my face, I'm going to get in your face. I know. Kevin's all, ooh, old Kevin. Kevin Jackson going off on people. No, Kevin Jackson is going to stand up for his rights. Here's another one. GOP congressman says he would support assault weapons ban. Yep. They always want to, as I said, these rhinos, they want to jump on board. Soon as something happens, let's jump on board, baby. Woo! There was another one. It said something about Trump. He was at the NRA convention because they had to push back. And it was something along the lines of Trump saying at the NRA convention that he's, you know, nothing changed. They got to look at the root cause of this. So they, again, the opportunity to demonize Trump. Now let's remember everything that's going on in the world. Okay. We've got this COVID BS that's breaking, that people know the vaccines are killing folks. Let me just say this, because we talked about Ray Liotta dying the other day. I may have mentioned it at the time, but I'm certainly going to mention it again. I will practically guarantee you Ray Liotta died because he was vaccinated. Ray Liotta, 67 years old, that's young these days, especially for Hollywood people, right? Take care of themselves, have the money to do so, have the best medical, et cetera. Ray Liotta, engaged to be married, making a new movie, and he dies. Bob Saget, remember? Age what, 60-something? Early 60s. Early to mid-60s. Young guy. On tour. Just starting to book his tour. Having conversations about, I'm looking forward to it. You know, been back on the road after this year of COVID, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I've been boosted. I got my shot. I got boosted. And he dies. Massive heart attack. Falls and hits himself so hard they thought it was foul play. Ray Liotta dies. Anyway, here's my point. Democrats have all kinds of stuff. They've been lying about Wu flu. They keep trying to get, spread new stuff with monkey butt and all this other crap that's going on. But people aren't buying it. But now, what is it? Gun control. Gun control. 2 weeks ago, it was all about women and their right to choose and their bodies. It's my body. I can do what I want to. It was all about women. So now they've abandoned women. They're back to gun control. Oh, they went for blacks for a while, right, in that last shooting. Oh, this is terrible. They done targeted some black people. They went away from that. But what else is looming out there? Ukrainians, millions of them on the run with Russia. Update. It took, I had to scroll down a page and a half on Google News to get to Russia in this war in Ukraine. China has been given permission to go into Taiwan and probably is scheduling to do that. You're not hearing anything. How many Americans are left in Afghanistan? Don't know. Inflation still through the roof. Went to shop the other day, almost blew a gasket at the bill. I thought I was shopping for a squad, a military, you know, command or something. It was outrageous. Price of gasoline, I've already talked about. Do I really need to go there? Is there any end in sight? Now, flip any of that. Flip any of it. Ask yourself, what would the media be saying about? Would gun control be at the top of the list with Trump, or would it be Hunter Biden's laptop, except Don Jr.'s laptop? Would it be Trump is the big guy, etc.? No, nothing. How many media stories are there? I'm talking big, meaty media stories. 2,000 mules, the big cheat. We know with 100% certainty. I've already known it, but maybe it took a little longer for some of you. We've known with 100% certainty that these people stole the election. And now we know through geo-tracking and what's about to come out with some stuff that we're going to be involved in, we know exactly what's happened. Do you realize people got arrested in Arizona? Two people got arrested related to this. They are singing like songbirds, like canaries in the coal mine. Just singing away. Not one story. I went all the way down Google. Not a single mention of these people who admitted to election cheating in Arizona. And now the former AG who's running for senator, he wants to pretend he's now, ooh, I'm all over it. No, you should have been all over it from the beginning, Brnovich, but you're not. There's a lot of things we should be discussing, and they're covering it up with gun control.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A lawyer for the 2016 Clinton campaign, Michael Sussman, was acquitted on a charge of lying to the FBI in September of that year about his motives for bringing the Bureau research allegedly linking Donald Trump to Russia in the first test trial of special counsel John Durham's probe. The Senate and House are not in session this week, but that's not stopping Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, from addressing supporters in Maysville, Kentucky. McConnell touting the bipartisan infrastructure bill as an example of lawmakers working together on legislation.
I felt that the infrastructure package, which we've been trying to pass through several different presidencies and coming up short, a major infrastructure package, was good for the country.
The bill helps rebuild the nation's roads and bridges. This is USA Radio News. President Biden wants to see full employment and stable prices in the United States. Opening a White House meeting with Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, Biden again calling soaring inflation a top priority. A bipartisan meeting is happening in hopes of finding common ground on gun reforms after a Texas school shooting left 19 students dead. It's led by Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn, who wants to focus on the shortcomings of the federal background check system.
It wasn't the background check that failed. It was the failure of the authorities to have all the information, I think, that might have shed more light on the circumstances.
He's meeting today with Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut. An assault weapon ban is reportedly not on the table. The meetings, which are expected to move through the week, will instead focus on background checks and red flag laws. The Senate and House are not in session this week. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Gavin Newsom supposedly tested positive for Wu Flu. Now, isn't he vaccinated? Anybody got any statistics? I don't know. I don't have the answer to this. I'm going to tell you right now. I haven't looked it up. Don't look it up. I don't want my producers looking it up. What are the statistics of the people who are vaccinated getting Wu Flu? In other words, every time they say so-and-so got Wu Flu, it's a notable. It's somebody that we know. And I will practically guarantee you, in 9 out of 10 times, it's a person who claims to have been vaccinated. They got the Wu Flu. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255 is how to reach us by phone. So, these people, so-and-so just got diagnosed with the Wu Flu. Wait a minute, they're vaccinated. They're double vaccinated. They're boosted. They've got 15 boosters. How are they getting it? And, oh, you notice something? Let me make you a bet about Gavin Newsom. He ain't going to die. And so, now, I'm not going to wish anything bad on him. But report back to me when he's got a VAERS impact. You know, in other words, he hits the VAERS list of somebody who's, what, age 40, 45, 50 years old. And suddenly he develops, you know, some debilitating disease. Because it is happening. But don't tell me he got it. Because the only thing you're telling me is a guy who claims he got a shot and got boosted, got the Wu Flu. Now, here's what I find also interesting. Remember when people were acting like they were getting the shot and they were squirting the thing out the side of the window? That's what I think most of these so-called elites did. I don't think any of these elites got the actual shot that you and I get. If you think those clowns are going to give themselves the shot that they gave to the general population, you're gullible. I don't think they did it. I don't think they would ever do it. I know this. If I was worth millions and millions of dollars and you said you can take this experimental drug or you can get this disease that has a 0.1% chance of killing you, I'm going to be in that vault counting my money. Y'all aren't getting me to take a shot. I know what they do to Negroes. Oh, no, Tuskegee. Holy mother of Tuskegee. No, sir. Anyway, there's more news on the old Wu Flu front. You want to hear it? The producers of the two leading Wu flu vaccines are experiencing a big demand problem. At the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos, Switzerland last week, Moderna CEO Stéphane Bancel said his company is in the process of throwing 30 million doses in the garbage because nobody wants them. 30 million doses. I don't know. What is it? $10 a dose? Let me ask you. I don't know what kind of money you make, but to throw away $300 million to me is unbelievable. I'm using $10 a shot. Is it? What is it? I don't know what it costs them to make. Here's a $30 million. If it's a buck, it's $30 million. And they thought, oh, we're having to throw away 30 million. Where's he going? We have a big demand problem. You know why they have a big demand problem? Because they sold this thing as, oh my God, we're all going to die. We better be working on a pill. They now have pills for Wu flu. And you want to know what that pill is? That pill might as well be a sugar pill. I'm going to tell you right now, people, I would love to get on this grift. This is nothing but a grift. You know what a grift is? A scam. A grifter. These guys are grifters. They're setting people up to believe that something can help. We've got a pill. We've got a vaccine for under five. We've got a vaccine for in the womb. Take the vaccine. Pregnant women, it's okay. Everybody, it's okay until it's not okay. You're better off getting the disease and fighting it off. Period. Your body will adjust. We all know this. There's no secret to this. I know, Kevin, you're so brilliant. You're so smart. You're so brave. What? To tell you common sense? That the good Lord designed your body to fight off almost anything? Look, I'm all for modern science, but I'm sick of this. 30 million doses. That's one company, folks. Bancel said Moderna had contacted leaders in several countries to see if they wanted the vaccines, but there is no interest. And the reason there's no interest is because people woke up and went, no. I told you, what was that country where they came? Oh, I think it was India. They came to give shots and the villagers ran their butts out. Said, oh, no, 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 no. Pulled out their machetes and started chasing those WHO vaccine people out. Said, you're not going to give us shots. But what's funny about it is how it's sort of gone away. I was out the other day, had to go get some clothes. Get this. I have a Hart Schaffner Mark suit. One of my favorite suits. I mean, this suit, I look hot in this suit. And I went to bend down to pick up something that a friend dropped, and I'm talking ripped the bottom, in the crotch area, in the crotchular region, but going behind, in the butt, ripped it wide open. I mean, there is no recovery. And the thing about these really good fabrics that are sort of, very fine, they rip easily. So if that's not bad enough, I have a Tommy Bahama shirt that goes perfectly with that suit, but also with some other slacks I have. Ripped my shirt, reaching for something. I don't know. Am I just that big now? So I'm hitting the gym hard now. Anyway, it's an aside. But I'm ripping all my clothes. But I was out shopping, and all these people are maskless, of course. But now you see the ones who continue to wear them. And I wonder what they're thinking. I wonder, do you really feel like you're, what are you, at this point in the game, you're trying to say, I'm just going to do this for myself. Because there's no reason to do it. This article I'm talking about, they're throwing these vaccines in the garbage. Why? Because they're garbage. Because the whole thing of it is garbage. Because nobody's believing it. So now, I was looking in Google News, and here's what there's still variants out there. There's still things circulating. It's still scary. It's so scary that Moderna threw away 30 million doses. Meanwhile, in Davos, Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla said there are billions, pay attention people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, not millions, billions of unused doses of Wu Flu vaccine that the U.S. and European Union have purchased from his company and offered at no cost to developing countries. No cost. They made they spent our tax dollars to create billions of these vaccines, let these companies make billions of dollars, and nobody wants it. The guy goes on to say they are going unused. Africa doesn't want it. Bangladesh doesn't want it. Nobody wants it. You know what these third world or so-called developing countries are saying? They're saying, man, our people in our country have gone through far worse than this. We're good. And yet, we spent these billions of dollars. Here's what I'd like to know. I'd like to know the bureaucrats who spent this money. I would like to go up, grab them by the throat, and punch them right in the face and say, how dare you be so reckless with our money? Oh, well, Kevin, you don't understand. It was a scamdemic, and we thought that everyone was going to die or whatever. You know what? You can still scale up. And what's funny, this, by the way, this isn't just recent. All the time, all the development time that's been spent with this stuff, they've known this. And here's what I'm trying to tell you. While they were creating vaccine, over-creating vaccine, they knew it was going to spoil. They knew most of it was no good. It was untested, etc. And worse than that, they knew that it could potentially hurt people worse than the disease. And yet, we have billions of these things that were made. And when you juxtapose that to the earlier part of what I just said, which is, they already knew they were having adverse reactions, it gets even worse. We spent billions of dollars so we could hurt citizens of the world. So we could kill many of them, give some of them debilitating injuries to where they'll wish they were dead. This is so pathetic. And they openly admit we're throwing away millions of doses. And this last guy, Bourla, CEO of Pfizer, says, nope, it's billions that are going to go unused. We can't give this crap away. But boy, they're going to have some really good announcements at their next stockholder meeting because we paid for this stuff. People should be made to pay for these decisions. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Contradictions, folks. That's how you ascertain truth from lies, as you look for inconsistencies. And here's a little bit of interesting trivia, but the human eye is made to notice any subtle change. In other words, if you're watching something and there's any type of movement out of the corner of your eye, your eye will go there. That's why you're actually easy to trick, because once that movement occurs, your mind focuses on that, and then you forget what happened on the other side because you've moved. I think you know what I'm talking about. If you're staring at something and then, you know, all of a sudden, boom, there's a car that comes out of nowhere to your left, it stops you from looking right. And they use that technique in the movies all the time, and they use it in life. Quite frankly, they create what's called a diversion, and you look over there and then something else happens. But you'll notice the movement, and people that know the psychology of the mind go, I know you'll fixate on this movement. Well, the same thing is true of the things that don't involve your eye. Your brain works in the same way with movement in a story, for example. You'll notice a subtle change in what somebody says, for example, in testimony. That's why the FBI will ask you the same series of questions in a different way. They're looking for that movement in what you say. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. And what we notice are the contradictions. We notice what the Democrats say and the subtlety of it and what they do. We notice the nuance that they'll pick up with something. For example, Joe Biden moving to MAGA. He hadn't been talking about MAGA. Then he goes to Ultra MAGA. And it becomes something where you go, that's unusual. I have not heard that. Now, what's also interesting from a psychological standpoint is that's how you put worms in people's head. That's how you build a narrative that says Donald Trump bad, Democrats good. And the Democrats are excellent at this. They study these things. I'm telling you, as God is my witness, they study the psychology of mass psychosis. That's what happened with Wu Flu. But Democrats can no longer hide their contradictions because, as an example with Wu Flu, where are the deaths? They're going to tell you, oh, we got a handle on it. It's all these cures and everything else. Have you noticed, by the way, that these things that the Democrats push don't ever make sense? Right now, we are pretty much through the Wu Flu stage, but they still run commercials with intersectional doctors. Do you know what that means, intersectional? They have, you know, gay doctors, you know, rainbow flag doctors, which I guess is gay doctors. They have Guatemalan midget doctors. They have women, indigenous women. They got all kinds of these doctors, and all the doctors tell you it's okay to take the vaccine. The Democrats know it's not okay to take the vaccine. The VAERS data proves it. It is public information, and they're still pushing it. They're still making pills. Please take it. I told you a few minutes ago just about the dumping of vaccines. These are the contradictions. And here's the good news. Not only are you, the politically astute, noticing these contradictions, the people that normally aren't plugged in, they're noticing them too. Joe Biden can blame Putin all he wants for what, you know, oh, he's the reason for the price of gas. He wasn't the reason for the price of gas during Trump. I mean, okay, so what you're telling me is the same guy who's been leading Russia for years just suddenly decided in the last year, 18, 19 months, to make gas prices higher or to do something weird? Why didn't he do it before? Well, here's the reason for inflation. No, this was happening before. And yet again, you're going to blame the Russian war? This is the reason why the price of my food is double. This is the reason why I'm struggling to feed my kids, put gas in my car, get back and forth to work, and I could go on? Oh, and do you know the byproduct of people not being able to pay their bills? They get desperate. And when that desperation occurs, guess what happens? Crime rates go up. People start making the ultimate sacrifice. People start making choices they wouldn't make otherwise. Have you heard of the suburban housewife who decides to become a call girl? It probably wasn't just because she decided, I want to put some spice in my life. It was probably because she couldn't pay her bills. So we've got all these different contradictions happening simultaneously. And here's one. Hillary Clinton. You want to know some contradictions? The FBI agents confirmed that the Justice Department handed them faulty allegations that originated from Michael Sussman, Clinton's campaign attorney. The New York Post reported that an FBI official testified he is 100% confident that Sussman hid his political ties. with Hillary Clinton. And we know that Hillary Clinton personally approved the Russia hoax leak to the media. Everything that we've learned so far validates what, people? Come on, pay attention here, class. People listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, give us a call, 844-551-8255. You want to know what everything we know confirms? It confirms that we were right from the beginning. See, you have this power called common sense, and you don't need to know. You didn't need to know that the Wu Flu stats were being manipulated. You didn't need to know that the shot was rushed through and it was probably going to do worse than the actual disease itself. You don't need to know that the vaccine commercials are strictly a cover for the Democrats who continue to want to push this nonsense, and they can't back away from it completely because it will open them up to lawsuits. They can't tell you what the real date is for people dying. If you think Ray Liotta died of natural causes, I beg to differ. Ray Liotta was a Hollywood guy who got his shot because he wanted to act. And I want to tell you something else. There are grips, there are gaffers, there are caterers, all kinds of people that work in Hollywood that are dying ages 40 to 60. And people are going, oh, poor Ted. Yeah, I don't know what happened to him. Yeah, they do. They know what happened to him. Everything we've learned, Russian collusion, a lie. And yet, they still hold on to this stuff. I'll go into some detail, not today because we're going to run out of time. But, and what about Hunter's laptop? Hunter Biden's laptop. I'm just giving you stories that are going to come back. 2,000 mules and the big cheat. Does anybody, certainly on our side, if you cannot possibly believe, don't even call yourself a conservative or a Republican, if you don't believe that Donald Trump was cheated in the last election. There is now empirical evidence of these 2,000 mules, and that doesn't include all of them. Go watch the movie, listen to Dinesh. He says, we only did a sampling of these, and this is what we found. So it's contradictions. The only way for you to believe a Democrat is you have to suspend your common sense. You have to suspend all areas of belief that you've learned, things that you recognize to be true, what you see with your eyes, hear with your ears, etc. You have to dismiss all that in order to accept their contradictions, because their contradictions are so blatantly lies. I mean, they're blatantly. It isn't like it's a, well, maybe there's a possibility. I'm going to talk a little bit later in another broadcast about Hunter Biden's laptop. Because, believe it or not, another cover-up. With Hillary Clinton, they're already trying to figure out who's going to be the fall guy. Who can we use to cover this up? But let's connect the dots of all the people that are part of this. Comey, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, McCabe, a litany of people. And we've done I've done a post on this years ago that connects all these different people. And it is so amazing that I don't know where Durham is on this report, but I'm going to tell you something. I don't have to be a prosecutor to know all the people, not all of them, but, you know, the major players in this cover up. Thank God for Admiral Rogers, who told Trump, you're being targeted, or we might never know. The Democrats have pulled things far worse than Watergate or any of these other things we constantly talk about. All the president's men, that movie that was made. Because, oh, look at the scandal. You want scandal? Take any one of these scandals. Hunter Biden's laptop, for example, with secrets on it. And prostitutes and drug use and supposedly human trafficking and all other kinds of stuff. And nothing is going on. Anthony Weiner's emails that he had from Hillary Clinton. Did anybody go to prison? Let me tell you, we're going to see some perp walks. I know people don't believe it. There's already been two people arrested in Arizona related to this. I know for a fact they are squealing like stuffed pigs, narking on everybody above them. You're going to see a ton of new things coming out. And this week, we may be very well breaking some of these stories. I got to leave it there, folks. Thanks for being with me today.
putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.